Nearly 16,000 reservists have been called to active duty over the past 2 weeks. The rest are on heightened alert. That includes one squadron of F-16 fighter pilots who scrambled to protect Washington, D.C. in the hours following the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Emily Harris reports the unit is preparing for possible deployment overseas.
In a small room behind a door with a coded lock in a squat brown building on Andrews Air Force Base, an Air National Guard F-16 pilot nicknamed Captain Q is briefing a colleague before they head out on a bombing training run.
Overall mission today is basically get back to BSA, which we haven't done in a month. Mission overview, we're basically going to fly a DC-11 air up to...
The walls of this windowless room are covered with lists of checkpoints to go over for various training scenarios. The briefing takes about a half an hour.
Any questions with the mission material?
Nope.
On September 11th, after the attacks, all reserve fighter pilots of this 121st Squadron were called in to full-time service. They flew protective missions day and night over the U.S. Capitol. No one is sure whether they'll be allowed to return to their civilian jobs soon or whether they'll be deployed far away.
Well, obviously, my life, much like the lives of many Americans, has been thrown into a complete tizzy.
Lieutenant Colonel, nicknamed Tuna, joined the Air National Guard nearly 20 years ago.
So how do I feel right now? I have a sense of mission, and I think I'm actually lucky that I have something that I'm doing that is an action to respond to what happened.
Lieutenant Colonel Tuna and others come in regularly to train, but since September 11th, the atmosphere on base has changed dramatically. Andrews is on the third highest of four levels of alert. At the Fighter Squadron Operations Building, that means paper blocks glass doors, and the guard just inside holds an M16. All pilot photos have been pulled down from the walls, and they won't publicize their real names. Major Gyro got his nickname after goofing up the settings on a gyroscopic instrument. Gyro joined the Air Force after high school when he fell in love with awesome jets. When he gets in an F-16, he counts on his experience and training to help him leave thoughts of his other life behind.
Oh, I don't know, financial items, marital issues, how's my kids doing in school, those type of things, we compartmentalize. It falls to the back of our brains. And we've just focused on flying the mission, and that's what we do.
But the back of the brain can be distracting. When he flew patrol over Washington, D.C., September 11th, for example, Major Gyro says part of him kept dwelling on the Pentagon attack. His family is used to him leaving. When he has to go, he tells his daughters he's off to fight a bad guy.
When I went to Kuwait 2 years ago, my then 6-year-old said, "Dad, can this guy come over here and get to us? Can he affect us?" I said, "No, sweetie, he lives halfway around the world." But last night, as I'm putting her to bed, she posed that same question to me. And what scares me to death is that in my mind, I thought, you know what? He's amongst us now.
Out on the Andrews airfield, the gray metal of whining F-16s matches the tones of an overcast sky. Each F-16 can carry 500 rounds of ammunition and up to 6 missiles. Ground crew check all systems and load up dummy weapons. Then the planes go. The fighter pilots are the most high profile, but everyone in the 113th National Guard Wing is now waiting to be deployed, including life support technician Sharon Mosley, who makes sure pilot gear is working. Being sent to war would be new for her.
I've done some other just regular deployments, regular, you know, nothing so real world or anything like that. I've been away from home, so I'm used to that, but nothing any more than like 30 days.
Of the reserve pilots in this unit, all but one fly for commercial airlines. They can't be laid off just because they're called to military duty. But if they go, it could help others. Yesterday, Delta announced 13,000 layoffs of pilots and others. The company says that number could be lowered if enough employees are called to serve. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.